You're listening to another episode of Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore. Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore is sponsored by Cheers Make Your Own Wine. One cannot put a price on good food, good company, and of course, excellent wine. That's what Cheers offers to our wonderful community of Wasaga Beach. Excellent wine. Proudly serving our community since 2008. Cheers, make your own wine at 1344 Mosley Street, Wasaga Beach, Ontario, 705-429-8419. Hello, everybody. This is Bill Friday, and welcome to another edition of Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore. And my co-host, Ron McGoey, is with me this morning. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Bill, and good morning to all our listenership. We have, we're going to talk a little bit about golf today, but I think we should start by talking about our new time slot. You're going to be able to find us on a regular basis now. Every Monday?
Monday at 5 and 8 o'clock. And we're looking for another little spot there. But Sundays are, during at least during the summertime, we're going to play music most of the time on Beach Booster Radio. And that is...
I think that's a great idea because, you know, if you're on the deck and you're flipping that porterhouse, I think it would be better to listen to the fine music here on the station rather than... Not that... We couldn't enhance your dinner hour, but I just think it's a great idea.
It's just a music Sunday afternoon, and that's what we're going to have. Now, I just want to sort of back up a little bit to yesterday, and I just want to tell you something about a happening. And it would happen to be my birthday yesterday, another birthday. And my
congratulations on another birthday.
And I just wanted to tell you about Sunset Grill. My family decided that we were going to Sunset Grill for breakfast because the family, you know, how many people... in the family, they're busy in the afternoon. They have to do this, they have to go to that, and so on. So
how many folks were involved in the celebratory event?
We had 11, actually, 11 people.
Very nice.
And if you try to get into Sunset Grill on a summer weekend with 11 people, that's a pretty hearty task, really.
I've had the pleasure of going over on just a weekend, as you speak. And, you know, if you think you're going to waltz in there at 10 o'clock and be by yourself, not true. Vibrant business on the weekends, great food, and they do a great job moving you through there.
They do, and Nancy Dyson, who owns the Wasaga Beach Sunset Grill, was very accommodating. She did her best to try and get us in early, but we waited about 20 minutes, and then she finally got two tables actually side by each, and that was good. That was great. And of course we ordered our eggs and waffles and things like that, and later on she wondered what the occasion was, and of course we said it was my birthday, and she came a little later with all her staff with one pancake made up in the form of a turtle, actually, and a candle in the middle, and the candle was lit and they all sang happy birthday to me, which was kind of nice with all those people joining in. It was just amazing.
So you had a nice audience and other people that joined in with the happy birthday?
Yeah. One of the things that she told us, too, the previous long weekend,
right,
the 24th of May weekend, they were really busy, but she said that she had ordered 6,000 eggs. And they ran out of eggs. Can you believe that? I said, you better get your own chickens here, Nancy. So.
A nice problem for for any business to run out of anything. It means that you've got patrons.
Anyway, Nancy, thank you for the good time yesterday, and thank you for the happy birthday serenade. You're very good singers, by the way.
Well, hopefully you'll be back there next year for the next birthday.
I hope so.
And maybe one of your organizers will give them a heads up you're coming.
There you go. Anyway, Ron, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the golf scene in Wasaga Beach.
Well, this, and again, I've after a winter of leisure where we had no problem getting together for our shows, it's been a little challenging the last little while because as you all may know, I do work seasonally at one of the golf courses here in town, formerly Wasaga Sands, and last year I had my first opportunity to spend the year there. It was a great experience. And it was also, it was sort of the best of times and the worst of times, because as any of our audience that is our golfers or are attuned to the golf scene here in Wasaga Beach, it was quite a winter of discontent. Just going back in time a little bit, in the fall, there was an ownership group that was put together that acquired all three courses here in the beach, Wasaga Sands, Marlwood, and the Links in New England Village, and a couple of other golf courses in Bancroft. And they put together a consortia of courses, rebranded, and ran a membership drive, and many, many people signed up for the 2015 season. Sadly, that entity ran into difficulty in the winter. And we had a situation where all three golf courses were up in the air. A lot of obviously displeased customers who were forced to get refunds through their credit card companies. The good news on that one is I think most of everybody has already received their refund or is in the process. So in the wintertime, our golf course in mid-March basically changed hands again, and Wasaga Sands reopened on May the 2nd as Twin Creeks Golf and Country Club under local ownership, standalone ownership, not involved with the other two golf courses. And basically we've hit the ground running with we opened the golf course and we're rebranding everything Twin Creeks. There's a major renovation that's going to be happening shortly with the pro shop, with the food and beverage department, and the restaurant. And it's been a daunting task, but the initial 3 weeks have been great. The support's been great. Members are returning and joining, and we've had a lot of new customers coming in.
I understand you had a very busy holiday weekend.
Extremely busy holiday weekend, another great weekend this weekend. And there's no getting around also that as we speak, we're the only course that's open in town. However, there's more good news for the local golfers because the Marlwood Golf Course was being in the hands of a receiver and was accepting bids for new owners. And we have a successful bid at Marlwood.
And from the Smardenka group.
Exactly.
From Alec and Sandy and family, I guess.
Very successful business people.
Yes.
Here on the beach.
Yep.
Anybody that's had a pizza or enjoyed some chicken knows that. And they're going to be hitting the ground running very shortly, too, opening their doors. And I think, much like the ever-changing face of our local government and our beach, we have new ownership all over the place.
Do we ever? But you know, the happy side of this is the fact that we're going to have golf after all in Wasaga Beach.
We're going to have golf after all, and I am of the no reason to believe we're not going to have excellent ownership in both golf courses. We've talked over the winter time and in the past about golf's not dead. Golf is undergoing a cyclical change, like all businesses. We have peaks and valleys. The golf industry certainly had a peak. When Tiger hit the scene, golf courses were being built all over Ontario, all over North America. Young people were being attracted to the game. And that bubble did burst in the last 3 or 4 years. Obviously, there was economics involved just in, you know, with our major economic downturn. And it's a business where you have to adapt, and you have to attract young golfers. You have to be able to provide a good golfing experience for those that choose your golf course. And there's a lot of choices in the Triangle for golf. There are a lot of golf courses here, you know, in a 30-kilometer radius.
Oh, yeah. No, there are some good golf courses. There's no question about that. And I think we have to make it easier for people to play golf. Maybe some of the restrictions and some of the methods of playing golf could be changed.
Oh, there's all kinds of thought about that. And I think that what we're going to see here in the beach with both Twin Creeks and Marlwood is you want to make it a place that's pleasant to come, whether it's, you know, your first experience in the pro shop, a smiling face when you're going to have your burger or your beer, because there are choices out there. And our local golfers want to play in the beach. And the way, if you think of the two golf courses, are positioned quite differently. Forget about the style of the golf courses, but Marlwood is an East End golf course. Twin Creeks is a West End golf course. And there's population base on both sides in between, and whatever golf course suits your needs. And from a price point, it's pretty safe to say both golf courses are going to be positioned pretty similarly price-wise.
I would think so. The differences in the golf course, there is a difference between Marlwood and, of course, Twin Creeks.
No question.
The Marlwood is perhaps the older golf course, and, of course, it's mature.
Steeped in tradition, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, right back to 1928 or 1929.
Yeah.
Again, you're a better historian in the beach than I am.
Well, it goes back at least that far, I think. So, yeah. Now, tell me a little bit about the other golf course that we have sitting there in Wasaka Beach.
Well, that
is the Links of New England, or as they used to call it, Baywood.
Bill, you know what? I reside over in Baywood. We rent a fine town home there, and all I can tell you is that there is the golf course is being maintained. I don't know whether a receiver is going to step in and try and find someone to lease the golf course and open.
Is it at this point under receivership? Do you know?
I really don't know.
No, I don't think it is at this point. Anyway.
That one is up in the air. I'm all for free enterprise, but I really believe with our population base here, and with a vibrant summer tourist season, I think 2 18-hole golf courses is the perfect number. Now, if someone wants to, you know, open up the Links in New England Village and make it work also, great. And it's not from a selfish point of view. I just think 2 is a great size for a community this size. But that one is, you know, to be determined. But I think for the short term of the summer, I think we're going to have two golf courses that both are going to be works in progress. And we have some big plans over at Twin Creeks for, pro shop renovations, like I mentioned, the food and beverage. And at the same time, the golf course is in... Fine,
I understand
shape.
It's in good shape.
It's in great shape. It's in great shape.
I haven't played it, but I understand it's in good shape. And whatever they did last fall to the greens, they've certainly come out well this spring.
They've come out great this spring. And working in the pro shop and having the opportunity to speak to our existing members who have seen the golf course in different stages of quality over the years have said to a person... they've never seen it in better shape, because we're only here. We're sitting at May 25th, so with a hard winter and a challenging spring, especially a very dry spring, they think it's great, and it's really been encouraging to talk to many, many, many people who have been up for the first time, that are up either visiting or up vacationing. They have come away with just nothing but great things to say about the golf course. So it's up to us to continue that, to grow the business there, to grow the course conditions, and I just can't wait to see the changes that come. And I can encourage anybody, if you want to come out and play, you know, book a tee time, especially on the weekends, because we're quite busy. And our leagues are up and running.
I was going to say that. Your leagues, your senior men's league, Wednesday morning, I guess they're going to have their first scramble this coming Wednesday.
They'll be out scrambling early Wednesday morning. Yeah. We have our ladies league in place for Tuesday
morning. Tuesday morning, ladies? Is that happening this week, Ron?
They will be out tomorrow, weather permitting, and they'll be out starting their season off. The regular men's league is growing in numbers, and they're going to have their they started off last Thursday. They go Thursday afternoons, and that's going to continue through the season. And then the ladies are also working on a Wednesday afternoon fun league, which is going to be a little less competitive, and it's going to also offer an opportunity for nine holes and then an optional dinner at our facility. Which is new menus are coming as we speak, so there's going to be some fine food coming out of the kitchen there. So we've got you know, some nice league opportunities. The full memberships are still available for the season. Come out and check the pricing. I think you'll find it very competitive. And other than that, not much going on.
Well, it's been a busy spring, that's for sure.
It's been a busy spring.
And of course, as time goes on, we'll hear more about Marwood, and we'll certainly report that when we know about it. I know that they have some issues with the clubhouse over there, but I'm sure that they'll rectify that and get things
moving. Oh, I would imagine. You know, it's a great community over there around Marwood, so they're going to... All their golfers are thrilled. I'm sure that the course is going to reopen. They love their golf course. It's a great, easy walk, and all the best to them.
Yeah. Well, now, I something that I clipped out of a magazine, the Scorer magazine, which you, of course, have over at the golf club, and you hand it out and so on.
Yes.
But there are a few things that they list here, and what do they call it? Nine ways to make golf more fun, and you know
what a novel concept, because it is a game.
It is a game, and why are we always serious about it?
Well, I mean, you know, you can sort of you can marry being serious and also having fun. And what are some of the ideas that you've come across?
Well, number one, dress code is something. Dress code is very important, of course, to most golfers. And of course, a private club, you know, being dressed properly is a must. And let me tell you a couple of stories. And this happened down in Metro Toronto, actually, when I was a member of the Cedarbrae Golf Club. And this is a long time ago now, mind you, but this is I brought a guest out, and unfortunately the guest had shorts on, and he had the right length of shorts, the Bermuda type.
Correct, just above the knee.
Yeah, exactly, and he was fine. The only problem is he had bobby socks on, if you will, short socks, you know.
Which are very prevalent now.
Well, yeah, but in those days, you know what? I had to go and buy him some knee-high socks so that he could play golf with me. And they weren't going to allow him out on the course. Can you believe that?
Well, back, if we're probably talking maybe 70s, late 70s, early 80s, the game was, it was a different animal then, and golf courses... there were less golf courses, and it was, I don't want to say it was more of an elitist game, but it certainly wasn't thrown open to the public like it is now.
No, that's very true. Now, the other thing that I wanted to tell you about, I was once a guest at the Scarborough Golf Club, and we were about to tee off, and my wife had bought me, for my birthday, by the way, a beautiful shirt. The only problem with the shirt was it didn't have a collar. It was nice. It wasn't a T-shirt. It had buttons in the front and so on, but it did have a T-shirt type neck, if you will. So the pro came as we were on the first tee and said, sorry, you can't play golf unless you have a shirt with a collar. And so my host went in and bought me a $60 shirt, which I think I still have, with a collar, that is. But that's, you know, that was then. And this is now. And I suppose we don't like to see golfers play in jeans.
Well,
or...
I think where this falls in now is, I think you want a public golf course wants people to be not in tatters, not in muscle shirts, shirts with collars when possible, but it's not mandatory because we see golfers on the PGA Tour without collars. That's accepted.
Yeah.
If you're wearing shorts, tasteful shorts.
Yeah.
That's not a lot to expect. And I think a golf course that does have, every golf course can set its own standard. But I think you're right on here. Loosen up a little bit of the, some of the rules and regulations. If the clothes are in good shape, I don't see a problem.
Right.
Is that kind of what they're saying in this article?
Yeah, basically that's what they're saying. Loosen up a bit, you know.
Loosen up a bit.
Yeah, let's dress down a bit. Let's put it that way, you know.
Dress down a bit.
Yeah. Now, the other, there are, I think, 9 ways, and we won't go over the 9, but
no.
Number 3 on the list was out of bounds. In other words, if, you know, never mind 3 off the tee. If you're out of bounds, go down there and drop a ball where you went out of bounds and play it from there, rather than, you know, 3 off the tee. Or if you go down there and you can't find your ball, you got to go back to the tee and hit another ball. You know, you can't do that in a, especially in a busy golf course. You can't do that.
No, because again, we want golf is about you are investing a serious block of time. There's no question about it. 4 and 4.5 hours, one should expect that on a relatively busy golf course.
Yeah.
And ways to keep that in place are exactly things like that.
Yeah. I'm sure if you're playing a match or something, that's different. That's totally different. But you know, let's do away with that. Out of bounds. Oh, you're out of bounds. Go back to the tee and hit another one. You know, you can't do that.
No.
On a busy day.
And the other, you can set your own rules on, you know, everybody decides how many you're going to count. I mean, that's up to the individual. But go get it, pull it out of the fescue and drop it on the fairway and play on.
There you go. The other one is just to make it interesting, is to shuffle your tee decks. In other words, sometimes you might want to play from the blues, sometimes you want to play from the reds, sometimes from the whites. And if there's another one, you know.
The concept of actually during the round.
Yeah.
Oh, which was a taboo thing. If you start from the whites, you have to stay on the whites.
Oh, I know, but now.
Why not? If there's a hole that, and you know your own capabilities with your group, establish it. You know
what? Let's take number 18 at Twin Creeks Golf Club. Now let's say you just have a hard time making the creek or something from the tee.
You know? Or hit a long tee shot to get you down to where you can.
Yeah, exactly. So
maybe move forward to the forward tees.
Well, we've always said, why don't we have a white tee maybe down below? Why don't we have another white tee down there?
Well, our owner is and our ownership group is definitely looking at. Twin Creeks can be a very. It's not a long golf course, but it can be very tough the way some of the holes are designed.
No question about it.
And there is no reason a foursome or a twosome. There's no rule that says you can't mix and match your tee decks and
for instance the red tees are of course across the creek the first creek.
Yes.
So why not go down there and play? You know,
it's still a tough.
If your capabilities aren't, if you're in trouble all the time, what pleasure is there in that?
And especially at that golf course, that's the last hole of the day. Probably the toughest hole in the golf course, and you can be a little tired, both physically and mentally, by then. And if you reward yourself with, it's still going to be a challenging hole, even from the forward tees. That's a great idea at any golf course. It's not etched in stone. unless the people you're playing with won't allow that. But I mean, if they might try it, they might like it. Is there anything else in here?
Yeah, well, one of the things is, and this has to do with marshals, and you know, sometimes when marshals go around and they can see some good golfers, or they can maybe see some pretty ladies out there or whatever, and what they do is they park and they watch people tee off, or watch people hit to the green, or they might be at the green and so on. And what they're saying is that course marshals are great when they're good at their job, but have you noticed that sometimes they have an annoying habit where they pull up to your group and they, just as you're about to tee off.
I think what you're talking about is there's an intimidation factor.
And then they stay there to observe, and a lot of golfers are intimidated by that.
There's people that are, everybody knows what it's like on the first tee, you know, there's first tee jitters.
Oh.
And there's all levels of players, and golf's about comfort. And one person, it may not matter to if they have a person sitting there with a marshal card and a flag, staring them down as they hit, and some people will tighten up, and a marshal, I like to think of it as a player's assistant, more so than a marshal. It sounds like something that's riding out of the Wild West. I've of the belief the marshal, the player's assistant, is out there to help the overall experience. If there's a very slow group, and occasionally a slow group, let's say there's a foursome that are playing quite slowly, and they're walking, and there's a twosome behind them riding.
Let them through.
That's where an assistant can, in a polite fashion, say to the group that's slow and walking, I have two golfers behind here. I think it would be best if you let them through.
Yeah, no question. But, you know, the intimidation, you know, once you get by the first tee, jitters, as you call them, then you're home free, eh? But then all of a sudden the marshal shows up and he's watching you, and that's intimidating. And what we say is, move along, Mr. Marshal, nothing to see here, you know.
Yeah, that I don't see what advantage a marshal is doing there. There's a lot of other things that that our players' assistants or marshals can be doing out on the golf course to just make it a better experience. It's a tough game on it's a tough enough game.
Yeah, no question
good,
about
good
it.
Good point.
One other thing, and I want to bring up is that sometimes, you know, you have 14 clubs and maybe more in your bag, right? And you have, I don't know, three or four wedges and all kinds of stuff that you maybe not use once in a round. And so what the suggestion is, take half of the clubs out and play with the other half. In other words, when we started to play golf, we used to buy clubs. We had a 3, 5, 7, and 9, right? Well, what about the 8 and the 6 and the 4? We didn't have those, but we played golf anyway with the ones that we had.
Of course, you can turn a 7 iron into a 6 iron, or I mean, again, a professional golfer. There's those clubs. Really do the difference in the clubs really, really matter. For the average weekend warrior, they don't. And that's not demeaning, it's just a fact.
That's right. Exactly.
And use the clubs that you can hit the best.
Yeah, that's right.
An extra 10 yards is probably not gonna matter, but having it in the fairway or on the green will matter. And you're going to end up you're going to have a better time.
So do you agree with all these little things that we brought up here? Do you agree?
You know what, Bill? It's all about
making it more enjoyable, isn't it?
Making it more enjoyable, and it is a great when enjoy the time out and you know just in you're outside, you're surrounded by trees and water, and it's a game that. You can make it very enjoyable, or you can make it very frustrating.
Well, Ron, we've kicked golf around quite a bit this morning, so you know that, and we've taken up a lot of time. So we have to close for now. But thanks for showing up.
Well, it was great. It's great. I'm glad about our new time slot, hopefully everybody's gonna. We'll have a nice long golf season, well into the fall, and we will. Talk to everybody next Monday.
That's another edition of Larry Doesn't Play Here Anymore. You're listening to Beach Booster Radio.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.